Things going on around NFL, around the league. Former Cardinals coach Dennis Greenway, he passed away on Friday, 67 years old, from a heart attack. He's been around to a few teams, but he's best known for this rant. It was a Monday Night Football game. After the Bears came back, they beat the Cardinals at home, 24-23. And this is the question he gets, and he goes off on the reporter.
Coach, four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way?
The Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the field. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
He's all hyped up after the game. So that's, I mean, 67 years old.
Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah, that's
for
no
a heart
age.
Check.
Yeah, that's
but
no age.
I imagine that job comes with a lot of stress, stress over and over again. And there's a lot of things that are out of your control in that job as well.
Yeah, only 45 days till the season starts. It's coming around quick now.
It is coming around. Mm-hmm. Jesus. And then also going on, Dallas Cowboys, their star running back, Ezekiel Elliott, he's been accused of domestic violence. Well, now the 911 call is out.
If there is any way that I can have officer out on scene, I was going to wait until tomorrow to report it until he left.
And we said it's a domestic. Is this your boyfriend, husband, baby, child, father?
My boyfriend. And he's been doing it for the past 5 days.
So you hear, she says he's been doing it for the last 5 days.
How do you not? Why do you wait that long?
She had called the police and she was going away. It's just crazy. So they're of course looking at him, but that was in the process, and then they just released the 911 tape. And she ends it. She said, "I'm standing outside by the car."
That's scary business.
That is. That is very scary. And when you're not that there's ever any reason for ever any excuse for domestic violence either way in a relationship.
Yeah.
But when you're a star like that,
and eyes are on you,
and there's all these people, and you have to assume all the time that everything's being videotaped or recorded. You know that you called out, you shouldn't need that to deter you from being abusive towards your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can't.
What is wrong in your life? You have a successful career, you have money, you have a relationship that if you don't want to be in it, just get out. I just can never wrap my head around that.
I cannot understand. And again, I mean, it doesn't happen just one way. I mean, you hear stories
in both ways,
but I don't understand that whole thing of raising your hand to somebody. I just don't understand that. I just don't. I was not raised around that, which, you know, I've never witnessed that, you know, so I don't know. Would that make me understand it a little bit more? I don't know. I just don't understand that person you're allegedly supposed to love, that you can slap them about.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that.
That's what's going on around the league today.